Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I was watching a few of the Thanksgiving basketball tournaments last week on TV while I was getting ready for hockey games. And you know, they're playing in the Bahamas and playing in Hawaii. And there isn't a whole lot of intensity. There isn't a whole lot of defense. What is it about college hockey where night in, night out, playing for points, not playing for points, the game's just played the same?
Well, it is. And I can't speak for college basketball. You know it a lot better than I do, Schultz. And maybe it is. And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's the event and where it's at, like I said. Maybe if we were in, you know, obviously warm weather and it was something like that, too, it would be the same thing. It would be more like open hockey. But, no, this sport is you got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to play, you know, every shift, for every period, for every night, you know, for every week, for every month, for the whole year. You just have to, because if you let your guard down, you're going to get beat.
I know that you guys, you know, the drills you run and the intensity at which you run them doesn't change from one week to the next in practice. But just with the guys, is there a little more energy? Is there a little more giddy up and go when they know they're playing for points on that week?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily points. Again, I told you this before, Schultz. I really don't think conference or non-conference is any different. I might treat it a little different from the standpoint. I might play a different goalie. But conversely, it's like, there's as much on the line, and we prepare the same way and we talk the same way. So I don't think they look at it any different. And if you take a look at our non-conference games, a lot of them are rivalry games too. So I just think, again, there's weeks where we have high intensity, and there's weeks where, you know, you got to nudge them a little bit. You got to push them a little bit. But that's just the nature of the beast when, you know, you have a six-month season.
Vince Corcoran last Saturday was listed as your extra skater. That typically gets you a couple of shifts a period. You played a lot more than that. How often do you make changes in personnel like that mid-game?
All the time, and we put our extra skater. I mean, sometimes that's just a – honestly, Schultz, we just throw a guy there, and he's not the extra skater. So don't get caught up in that either, you know, because, you know, sometimes, again, we just do it that way.
Some coaches, though, will make changes from period to period to period all season long. You typically don't. Why do you believe in that method?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily believe in that method. I think it all depends on the game. And I think it depends on the game. I think it depends on how you're doing as a team. I also think it depends on maybe the chemistry of a specific unit or a specific tandem. So I don't do it a lot, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe in one way or the other, Schulte.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the Tommies. A sweep last weekend certainly stood out to me, Tom. What did you see out of them last weekend?
No, they're a dangerous team. They got really good team speed. They got a good hockey team, and they're a dangerous hockey team. Their power play is, you know, is in good shape right now. They got a lot of confidence with their power play. And again, like I said, their team speed, their collective team speed is very good.
We talked about this a little bit Wednesday night at the Tavern, but they've got 17 newcomers this year. A lot of that just based on, you know, this is year number two for them. Did you have to almost wipe the slate clean with what you thought you knew about the Tommies and kind of redo everything this week?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I didn't even look at my notes from last year, Schultze. And that's interesting because I usually do because we don't change too much and, you know, coaches don't change too much. But I did. I didn't even look at my notes.
What has jumped off the page or the screen from you?
Team speed. Like I just said, really, not to be – repetitive right there, but they got really good team speed, and they've got a want to, and they got a good belief.
Your power play and your penalty kill have certainly been improving throughout the course of the year. The numbers still may not be where you want them to be, but they are a little up and down yet. How can you get a little more consistency on both of those units?
Well, I think you just got to play, and let's just see where we're at this weekend. And yeah, I mean, obviously, again, I thought our penalty kill, I can use that. Because I run the penalty kill. It's really, I'll let you under the hood. Like, I was really proud of the guys last week. I thought we were in pretty good command of our penalty kill last week. And now, the thing that kind of, you know, it stinks as a penalty kill is that you kill off a five-minute major and you're one for one.
Yep.
But you could give up two power play goals I don't even know how they even equate that, to be honest with you.
As soon as they score the first, a second power play starts.
Okay, there you go, Schultz. You know the rules better than I do. But the bottom line is, I don't look at it necessarily in percentages. And what I think we killed off three on Saturday night. The bottom line is we were in good command, and that's what we all have to look at, Schultz. Were we in good command? How was our structure? And it was good. And, you know, and then you want to make sure that that carries over into the next weekend. So sometimes you're not going to get maybe the, hey, it's nice to go 7-for-7 because it helps your percentages. But the bottom line lets you and I go from, you know, the bottom line is it's always the last few games and go from there. And I think that's just the best